Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now to talk about that and other baseball happenings, he is from radio.com, their MLB insider, brought to us by Indeed. He is longtime Major League Baseball writer, John Heyman. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Appreciate your time. Before we get to tonight's game and the rest of the ALCS, talk about some managerial moves here. Joe Maddon with the Angels. I guess no surprise there since he spent over 30 years in that organization. But Buck Showalter's been mentioned with the Mets, maybe the Phillies. Joe Girardi just quit Team USA. Give us a status report, John, if you could, on the new the next managerial move to be filled here.
Well, you know, I think the Maddon was the obvious one. That seemed like a fait accompli for a couple weeks now. I would say that Kansas City, I'm not sure what order they're going to go in, but I would say I'm going to go in the order of likelihood in terms of the favorite. I think Mike Matheny is likely in Kansas City. I'm going to say the Cubs, David Ross, I think he's seen as the favorite there. Those are two pretty likely guys. I actually think the Mets will... I think Girardi is the favorite at this point. I don't see Showalter with the Mets right now. It seems like the competition for Girardi is six guys who are untested, don't have major league experience. So I think ultimately they'll probably decide on Girardi, and I think he would pick the Mets over the Phillies. Bit of a guess on my part if he has that choice. Phillies, I think it's going to be one of the three guys between Girardi, Showalter, and Dusty Baker, and I think they're all coming back for a second interview, and they're moving quickly. So in terms of the timing, maybe the Phillies come up more quickly than we would have thought, considering how long they took on the firing of Gabe Kapler. I think Kapler has a shot in San Francisco. It could be Cote. San Diego, I think it's going to be an upset. I think Jake Pinkler from Texas is going to get it, but Ron Washington in play as well. I'm not sure I covered them all, but that one's unpredictable. Could be one of many. We'll see what they do.
John, it is interesting in Philly. Everybody wants analytical guys, and they're going about 180 degrees from that with three veteran managers.
Yeah, I mean, they went with analytics with Kapler. I think the owner didn't like the way it worked out. You know, I think the biggest issue with Philly was that the players did not play up to expectations. Beyond Harper, who basically gave you what you'd expect, and Realmuto, same thing, the other players did not play to their level. So they need to get somebody who can motivate the players. That's what I think. And obviously Dusty Baker would be a logical choice there, and he's certainly in the mix. I think he's back today for his second day. I think Girardi and Showalter will get second days coming up, and they're going to pick one of those three, all very smart guys. But, yeah, they wouldn't be in that new regime where they go for the younger guy who does what the office tells them to do. And that seems to be the way Philly's going. That happens sometimes where you have one particular kind of a manager, it didn't work out as you'd hoped, and you go to the opposite. So not shocking what Philly's doing, looking for a veteran manager after trying the untested Gabe Kapler.
John Heyman joining us, Bob Hedy, Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan. He is from radio.com and the MLB insider for that great network there. The Nats, they're in the World Series. First time a Washington team has been there since 1933. Speaking of managers, Davey Martinez, 19-31. Yeah. Question was not when or if, it's when he was going to get fired. What was the key to their turnaround ultimately, John, getting them four wins away from a world championship?
Well, they certainly were a lot better team than they were playing early, and their starting pitching came to the fore, and obviously Soto and Rendon were fantastic, and they have very good complementary players. I think that their free agent signings were excellent. They didn't have as many misses as other teams. When they went big, it worked. Scherzer, obviously one of the best free agent signings ever. Corbin has worked for the first year. You know, they're a team with a great starting pitching. It's been a surprise that they've always been knocked out in the first round or four times previously. And this year they came in as an underdog and upset the Dodgers. it seems like the starting pitching is playing big in the postseason, and that's been a key for them. And plus, they've discovered they have three pretty good relievers with Doolittle, Rainey, and particularly Hudson. Throughout the season, the bullpen was the big question, particularly early where it was dreadful. Got better as it went along. It was never good, but now it looks pretty good. So good for them. Davey Martinez is a good motivator and does that part of the job very well, and he's probably due for an extension at this point.
John, they let Bryce Harper walk last year. Do you think they'll keep Anthony Rendon?
You know what? I think it's a better chance that they'll keep Rendon than Harper. You know, with Oakland, I mean, with the outfield, they were pretty well covered. Soto, fantastic. Obviously not even arbitration eligible yet. 20 years old, 21 now. And you've got Robles, another young guy. They were pretty solid in the outfield. Eaton Taylor as well. So I think they felt better about losing Harper than they do Rendon. I think they're going to give it a real shot. And it seems like he would like to stay from everything you hear, and certainly off the year that they're having now, he's even got more reason to stay. So I think they have a decent shot at keeping him, I do. But, you know, the thing with third base is not many teams need a third base. There are a lot of great third basemen now. It's a small number of teams that need a third baseman, but the ones that do really need one badly, I think Philly at this point might have to consider it. Obviously the Angels, we've got Texas is another team that could look at third base. Potentially the Braves, although I think Donaldson will be back there.
John Heyman, let's get to the ALCS game four tonight. Astros up 2-1. How did the rainout affect the Yankees in particular, the way they're going to have to handle the bullpen here?
Yeah, I mean, you could look at it two different ways. One would be that it's going to tax them because you're figuring they're going to want to use their guys in every game, and now they don't have any more days off from now. They got four straight games. But on the other hand, their pen is much deeper than frankly, Houston's or anybody else's, for that matter. And so it could be a plus. You could look at it that way as a plus for the Yankees. In any case, they're in a tough spot right now because we know Verlander's got one more game, whether it be five or whatever, but they're saying five right now. And Cole, if it gets to game seven. So they have two more games against the two best pitchers in baseball this year, and they're going to have to win one of those two games. So it's a the Yankees are in a tough spot right now, and they've got guys slumping, and they've got to have to turn it around. They've been in this position before and pulled it out, but down 2-1 to the team that's the best on paper in baseball, it's a tough spot.
John, Gerrit Cole's been so good. I think he hadn't lost since May and just been an absolute monster on the mound. And actually, I love it because we're seeing starters go deep into games both in Houston and in Washington. So no more of this going to the bullpen as soon as somebody gets a runner on base. But they acquired Greinke in part because they knew they were going to lose Gerrit Cole. Who's going to throw money at Gerrit Cole this offseason?
Well, we know the Yankees are going to be interested. They've been interested in twice and haven't been able to get him. So, you know, particularly if he beats them in game seven, they give him another reason to go get him. But they tried out of the draft in 2008, didn't quite sign him. He went to UCLA. They tried in terms of a trade, and they made a mistake. They've made a lot of right moves, but it was Andujar and, I believe, Frazier that were the ones that interested Pittsburgh, and the Yankees didn't want to give up Andujar, and it cost them because not only did Cole not go to the Yankees, he went to Houston. So that was a rough one for them. But, you know, I think the Angels' hometown team will need to get pitching, and I think the Dodgers may finally go for the big-time free agent, the $100 million-plus outside free agent. They haven't done that yet. They did keep Kershaw for $200 million, and they did try to keep Greinke for about $160 million. He left them, and you know, basically they've kept their own players, and you think their MO is to just sign Ryu back to a short-term high AAV deal. But I think the fact that they didn't get through the playoffs again is going to give them an extra reason to go for Cole. So I think that the Dodgers are a big player there, but anybody could use them. Certainly other big market teams are fairly big market teams. The Texas needs pitching. Philly obviously needs pitching. Anybody could be in the market. It does seem logical, though. Cole will have his pick of his places, and Yankees at Dodger matchup could be seen there for Gerrit Cole.
Radio.com, MLB Insider John Heyman. Also, the podcast, Big Time Baseball. John, quickly tell us about that one.
Oh, yeah. Josh Lewin and I do an interview podcast every week. This week we had Tony La Russa on. Was fantastic. He talked about the Harold Baines in the Hall of Fame, which he pretty much spearheaded, along with Jerry Reinsdorf. And he talked about analytics and information and managing and who he thinks are the top managing candidates. Every week we got two very good interviews we've had in the past. Certainly Matt Klentak. We've had Billy Epler. We've had probably 10 GMs on. Alex Anthopoulos. Scott Boras has been on. So Big Time Baseball is the name, and we have big time guests, and Josh Lewin and I do it every week.
John, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
You got it. John Heyman, radio.com, MLB Insider, brought to us by Indeed. Big Time Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking Big Time Baseball on the podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.